Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplau for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moorhead, and towards Malzone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Askew reaches second base with a double. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. Kirkland moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Kirkland moves to third. Alves moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Hoz hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplow moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona throws the ball into Whitfield, who tags Stewart trying to return to first, for the out. 1 out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. DeLahaz moves to third. 1 out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeLahaz scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to second. Chet Nichols now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grant tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. De La Hoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressoud. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. De La Hoz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. De La Hoz reaches second base with a double. Askew moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Bressoud reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzahn hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Dick Williams now playing first base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Mahias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Joe SQ. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.